Patience is the ability to remain calm and composed in difficult or trying situations without becoming angry, frustrated, or anxious. It involves having the ability to tolerate delays, setbacks, or obstacles without becoming upset or losing control. And patience is an essential skill for achieving goals, building relationships, and managing your stress. It allows individuals to approach challenges with a clear and rational mind and to work through difficult situations with a sense of calmness and persistence. And it can be developed and strengthened through practice and mindfulness and is a valuable trait for personal growth and success. So what are some of the common things that tend to test our patience? Waiting in line or traffic, dealing with difficult people or situations, frustrating technology or equipment malfunctions, complex and time-consuming tasks or projects, long and tiring commutes, travel delays, caring for young children or elderly relatives, financial difficulties, health problems. These can all cause us, our patients, to kind of wear thin and wear us down. So in these situations, we can often be challenged and become frustrated. But if we practice patience, we can help navigate these situations with greater ease and resilience. Traffic and things not going as planned are definitely a couple of the things that tend to test my patience at times. Another would be running late. I like to be punctual, so when things are running late, sometimes I can feel it start to eat away at my patience. Having patience can definitely be difficult at times, but there are ways to actually work on becoming more patient, as well as, ways of coping when in those situations where we feel like we are running out of patience. Here are some practices that you could establish in your life to help with becoming more patient. Mindful meditation. Practicing mindful meditation is one of the most effective ways to improve patience. Mindful meditation helps you to focus your attention on the present moment and to cultivate a non-judgmental attitude towards your thoughts and feelings. And this practice helps you to become more patient by teaching you to accept things as they are and to let go of the need for immediate gratification. Gratitude practice. Practicing gratitude is another effective way to improve patience. By focusing on positive aspects of your life, you can learn to cultivate a sense of contentment and reduce feelings of impatience. You can start a gratitude journal and just, write down a few things each day that you are grateful for. Cognitive reconstructuring, which is a technique used to in cognitive behavioral therapy to help individuals change their perspective and to change their negative thought patterns. By changing your negative self-talk, you can learn to be more patient with yourself and others. For example, instead of thinking, "This is taking forever," you can reframe that as, "I have the time to do this properly." Exercise. It's not only good for your physical health, but also for your mental health. Regular exercise has been shown to reduce stress and improve mood, which can help you to be more patient. Even just a 10-minute walk can help you feel calmer and more centered. Next, creative solutions and alternatives are helpful. Self-awareness of situations that cause impatience is very important. So start by identifying those specific situations. Once they are determined, come up with creative solutions to help make those situations more positive for you. An example here would be, sitting in traffic. If you know that you cannot avoid it, then try to implement something to help with the situation, such as listening to audiobooks or listening to podcasts, your favorite music playlist, something like that. You can also come up with alternatives. For instance, if traffic on your way to work gets to you, if there are alternative routes available, maybe look into an alternative route that seems to not test your patience as much. Or if leaving at a different time, if possible, is an option, you could do that as well. When you find yourself in the midst of a situation where your patience is being tested, here are a few ideas to help cope in the moment. Take deep breaths. When you start to feel impatient, take a few deep breaths and focus your breath. This can help to calm your mind and reduce your feelings of impatience. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness, again, is the practice of paying attention to the present moment. Now, practicing mindfulness can actually be something that you do as a precursor to helping you deal with, you know, being impatient, but it can also be something that you can adopt in the moment of actually feeling your patience wearing thin. Practicing gratitude can help you to shift your perspective and reduce your feelings of impatience. Next, take a break or walk away. If you're feeling impatient about a particular situation, take a break and do something else for a while. This can give you a chance to refresh your perspective and reduce your frustration. Use positive self-talk. Instead of dwelling on your impatience, try to reframe your thoughts in a positive way. For example, instead of thinking this is taking forever, like I mentioned before, try to flip that as into this is an opportunity to take time and do this properly. Practice empathy. Try to put yourself in the shoes of the person or situation that is causing your impatience. This can help you to understand the other person's perspective and reduce your frustration. Or if it's something like sitting in traffic, you know, you can flip your perspective as in, you know, I'm not the only one that's having to deal with this. You look around you and you see that everybody else is having to deal with it. So you're not alone. It can just kind of reframe your mindset a little bit. Visualize a positive outcome. When you're feeling impatient, try to visualize a positive outcome to the situation. This can help you to stay focused on your goal and or whatever your activity is at the current time and help to reduce your impatience. Now, John Quincy Adams said, patience and perseverance have a magical effect before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish. Becoming more patient is a valuable skill that can greatly enhance your life. It allows you to remain calm and level-headed in challenging situations and to maintain healthy relationships and achieve your goals with persistence and determination. Now, here are a few motivations for developing more patience. Patience leads to success. Patience is a critical element in achieving long-term goals. Whether you're working on a personal project, building a business, or pursuing a career, it takes time and effort to achieve success. By cultivating patience, you'll be able to stay focused and motivated even when progress is slow. Patience improves relationships. It is a key ingredient in building and maintaining healthy relationships, as it allows you to listen more attentively, respond with kindness, and avoid jumping to conclusions. By developing patience, you'll be able to communicate more effectively and strengthen your connections with others. Patience reduces stress. Being impatient can lead to stress, anxiety, and frustration. By practicing patience, you can reduce the negative impact of stress on your health and well-being. You'll be better equipped to handle challenging situations, and you'll experience a greater sense of peace and calamity. Patience promotes mindfulness. Developing patience requires you to be present in the moment and aware of your thoughts and emotions. By practicing it, you'll cultivate a greater sense of mindfulness and be able to really appreciate the simple joys in life. And lastly, patience, it enhances your self-control. It is a key component of self-control. When you're patient, you're able to resist temptation, delay gratification, and make better decisions. And by developing more patience, you'll be able to achieve greater self-control and live a more intentional life. Remember that patience is a skill that can be developed with practice. Like any other skill, it takes time and effort to master. But with persistence and dedication, you can become a more patient person. Start small by, you know, focusing on one area of your life where you struggle with impatience. Take a deep breath, be mindful of your thoughts and your emotions, and practice delaying gratification. As you continue to practice, you'll find that it becomes easier to remain patient, even in challenging situations. So don't give up, keep practicing, and trust in your ability to become a more patient person.